جمع بوه.
Boom, boom, boom. This is your boy Enigma September, and you're now listening to another episode of Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. The podcast is supported by Freedom Train Network, and Freedom Train Network is supported by PAX Inc. You can find more information about the organization at www.paxinc.org. Yo, speaking of Freedom Train Network, make sure to subscribe to the other podcasts. So we have the Fit Sports Podcast that drops every Monday, Freedom Train Radio Podcast that drops every Wednesday, along with Shelby's World. We got Lessons from the Screen, my man Pat, that drops every Thursday. And then Joe comes back around on Saturday with On the Shoulder of Giants Podcast. Make sure to check out the video recording of this podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/enigmasep927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so YouTube knows that there's some activity, just to be honest. Also, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, yo, just hit me up on my email at enigmasep@gmail.com. If you want your songs played on the podcast, just shoot me the songs in MP3 or waveform. Also, make sure to tag the track with your name, the title of the song, and in the email, include a short bio about yourself and the song and where I can tell people where to find the song if it's available online. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me on Twitter at EnigmaSelf, the number nine. At Enigma Self on Instagram and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelf and facebook.com/EnigmaSelf9. Okay, now that we have all of that out of the way, let's get prepared for the first song of the day. And remember, this is your boy Enigma September, and you're listening to the Enigma Self Hour podcast. You got time, baby. Boom, 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 and we back. This is your boy Enigma September. This is the Enigma Self Hour. Now, to all my listeners, I know you guys are like, yo, E, you didn't introduce a song, because this isn't a song, because this is backwards day, because I can do that, because it's Enigma Self Hour. Anyway, no, truly going backwards, because I have a very, very special guest in the building. So we're going to get the interview out of the way first, and then I give you guys all the news and all the other stuff that you're accustomed to. So without further ado, we have Florida's own Jayla Young in the building.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jayla Young. Don't play with me. And I'm here with my man, Enigma. Thank you for inviting me. You know, this is lit. I love interviews, so I'm excited to get this going.
Oh, yeah. She's so cute.
Just a little bit. Sometimes.
I feel like, I feel like somebody's uncle, for real. I really do feel like somebody's uncle. It's lit.
Right.
Period. Wet. Period. Y'all know what the vibes. I'm excited about this interview. Now, just jumping right into it. Mm. You got the big, big single that's out now.
Yes.
Work.
Work.
With an E.
Yes. And a K.
And a K. Period. With the incomparable Queen of the South, Queen, yes, of Florida, Queen of Miami.
Yes, the baddest Trina, chick.
The baddest Trina. Chick.
Yes.
Baddest bitch. I got to tell her we can cuss because no F's.
I don't curse.
Good.
I actually don't curse.
Don't start. I'm going to be an uncle for real. Y'all finna really see me be an uncle. Don't do it.
Okay,
it ain't nothing to it.
I promise.
Yes. And also, too, I think, what was it? Speaking of Trina. Mm-hmm. I think Lil Wayne at first, like, he didn't curse in his songs.
Really? I didn't know
and
that.
And I think, yeah, because, you know, he was like a jit.
Yeah, was young. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. But then also, too, I think that's what made him improve, because you can't, like, lean on those words.
Yeah, you got to kind of find some other words right. to use. That word, right. like, get strong.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Very true.
So, yeah. So, don't.
I won't start.
Promise. It won't do nothing to you. Do nothing for you, rather. But, yeah. So, how did that happen?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I made the record, and I actually made the record because I was trying to find, like, I wanted to, like, challenge myself and make a fun song, because I was like, I wonder if I can make, like, a summer twerk anthem type thing, right? I wrote the song, and, you know, my dad, he's also my manager, shout out to him, he told me, he was like, I hear somebody on this, and I was like, me too, and he was like, what you think about Trina? I was like, definitely, you know, like, if you're from Florida,
right,
you know, and just being a female artist in general, you got to pay homage to, you know, certain people. And for me, Trina's definitely that person.
Right.
And we shot it to her and CO, and they were like, this is dope. And she was like, we going to do it. So I was so happy and honored to have her on my track. She definitely blessed it.
Right.
And she just been very supportive, like, this whole process with the video and everything. Like, she's really dope to work with. Like, she's amazing. So shout out to Trina.
I saw, like, you had posted something, I think, because you just came in for Savannah.
Yes, I did. Shout out Savannah. They was lit. Man, they was so lit.
I haven't been to Savannah in 15 years.
Yes. But,
like, when I did go, like, I loved it there.
Yes, like, shout out to CJ DJ. He brought me out there, and we turned up. We went to work in Savannah.
Nice. We did. Nice. But yeah, I saw you made a post, and you had that little blue check comment on it. I'm like, oh, She looking out.
She does, man. Like, and I've heard a lot of other female artists as well. Like, I look at, like, I know, like, I heard Mulatto and, you know, City Girls, of course, and, you know, even like Nikki, and, like, they all say Trina was always that person for them. And it's a blessing because she's that person for me, you know.
Right.
And definitely, so I will always have love for her, because you don't really, especially being a woman, you know, in the game, a lot of people, they try to make you, you know, tip-a-tat with each other, but no, she's so supportive, you know. She's like, I believe in you, you know.
Right.
So I'm here, and I love that.
No, that's, man, yeah, that's dope.
Definitely.
I remember let me get to that. I forgot. I'm getting your interview mixed up with the next interview. Don't worry about it, guys.
It's coming. They go see it.
I told y'all last week.
Right.
I told y'all it was gonna be big last week.
Right, you working.
It's all God. It's all God.
Yeah, it's definitely
him. Definitely. He did this because, anyway, he doing it for you. And I'm,
thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you, you know what I'm saying, so far, what you did. Now, I will say this, and you've already proven just in these, what, 2-3 minutes, you are wise beyond your years. I see this. But I kind of had a clue, because you had another joint that was out there. And I can't think of the name, but I know you took the J. Cole 1985 joint.
Yes. 1998, A Message to My Ladies.
Yes.
That's how I flipped it.
Give props on that one. Thank you.
Yeah, make sure y'all check that out. It's on YouTube. It was kind of just something that, you know, like you said, kind of being wise about beyond my years. I grew up with a lot of siblings, a lot.
Okay.
And I kind of grew up the baby. So I think that's, you know, why I'm like this. I kind of tried to keep up with them.
Right.
And I'm very big on women empowerment and just, you know, and I just wanted to spit some game to my ladies. You know, I see a lot of my generation online, you know, going back and forth about dudes and or this and that, or, you know, sometimes you just don't know. So I was like, let me drop some knowledge for them. You know, I feel like I can be motivational and educational at the same time, you know, and that's what 1998 is pretty much about. Just respecting yourself as a woman and just kind of thinking a little bit, you know.
Right.
And I've had a lot of females and males be like, hey, thank you for that track. Like, I was going down this path, but I heard your track and you right. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know I could like, you know, really encourage people like that. But I, you know, they took it and I was appreciative that they received it like that. So
it was cool. Cause I know for me, I think with rap, really not just with rap or hip hop, but black music in general, there's two things I think that's always important to always include it. Just rap, hip hop, jazz, R&B, rock, blues, gospel. When it all comes down to it, it's two elements I look for. First, the rhythm, the beat, and then also two, the
message. The message,
you know what I mean? Because I mean, go back to even in different parts of Africa, the way people told stories or kept the history was through oral history.
Yeah.
And they would go to, you know, the different villages and tell stories and, you know, have a rhythm section
right.
and, you know, do dances or whatever. And then someone would come and give the oral history of the village or the people or the culture or whatever. Definitely. And so I look at rap as an extension of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I hear things like the 1998 joint, mm-hmm. like that's what I know I can appreciate.
Yes.
And I'll always appreciate it. But also too, just being older and seeing someone who apparently was born in 1998 was the year I was a senior in high definitely. School.
I was
only
born in 1998.
But the idea of knowing that someone, you know, of your age having that wisdom, mm-hmm. like it's a relief.
Yeah.
To know that, you know, that type of message. Because in 1998, what we had then was Lauren.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I love Lauren.
It was my number six. She's, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes. she my, mm-hmm. she wasn't my top five, but I had a knock it down for Kendrick.
Oh, I love Lauren. I love yeah. Lauren. She definitely is one of my inspirations. Being a woman who raps, sing, you know, yeah. just so creative. Like, she's a visionary. Like,
right.
you know, and I'm glad. Thank you for appreciating that record, because I like to label myself as an all-around artist. Like, right. I don't want to be put just in a box, you know, because I can be lyrical. I can dumb it down a little bit. You right. know, I can turn it up. I can get melodic. I can get, you know, so that record, I didn't really think, it was more so personal for me, you know, yeah. to put that out. And I didn't think, like I said, people would receive it like that. So for you to say that, you know,
and
you're in a different generation than me. So right. I appreciate that a lot, because yeah, it just goes to show, you know,
yeah.
it's important to put out those messages, because you never know yeah. who hears it.
Yeah, no, it's real. It's real. Yeah. And I'm not the type, oh, man, young people don't know how to do it right.
Right.
Like, no, like I'm cool. I'm Roddy Rich. Okay, I don't want to say his name right, because I'm the old dude. You know what I'm saying? Lil Baby.
Yeah.
Not gonna mention the other baby because he a hot topic right now.
Yeah.
I listen to, you know what I'm saying, younger artists or whatever, mm-hmm. and you know, judgment, because I know, like, yo, music evolves. But it again, does. My thing is just the messaging. Like, right. what are you saying, or what are you saying that's different?
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it was like, okay, everybody gonna know this Work album, Work yeah. record,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And it's a dope record. That Thank record you. Itself. And also, too, don't get it twisted. Like, I came up on Yin Yang Twins.
Yeah, and John, yeah. So. You gotta appreciate that funk like that. You know, it's first of all, we in Florida. You know,
right.
that's the culture. You gotta pay homage to culture.
Right.
So you know that Uncle Luke feel and all that stuff. That's gonna always be a Florida thing.
Right.
So,
right.
You know. Us Florida people, we understand.
Yeah, I used to have to tell people, because I did, when I came up, I was really New York centric.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you got every lyric, yo. Like, why yeah. are you saying yo, bro? You from Tallahassee.
Right.
You can't be saying yo.
I love New York rap, though. I love listening to them, because the lyrics are just so dope, you
right,
know?
Right.
And then I think it's important as an artist in general to kind of like study, you know, your music history. And, you know, just New York just has so much right. history when right. it comes down, especially to rap. You
right.
know, you got to go there. And when you look at their battles and just the dope lyricists that came from out of New York, like, I love New York rap. Like, you know, and they so gutter with it.
She
like, they it. So gutter. Like,
got it.
Thank you.
I ain't got no words to say. She got it. This is it. This is, man, this is the future, y'all.
Thank you.
Man. Yeah. Oh, well, speaking of, you know, history or whatever, who would, it's going to be a generic question, but screw it. We're going to do it anyway. Who would be your, what's your top five? Who your top five? Yeah. I was going to say, who is your most inspirational? Who your
man. Top five? Top five is so hard for me. That's so hard. But I'm going to just keep it. I'm going to keep it real. I might give you seven.
That's cool. Okay. That worked.
First and foremost, I got to give number one. And we're talking about when it comes to my artistry.
Your personal. You're not trying to give who the best ever. Just who your
right.
personal.
I would have to say, my top one will for always and forever be my oldest brother. And I have to say that because
okay.
my brother, his name Young AJ, you know, he did yeah. his thing before me. And that's my person who I looked up to. That's who inspired me to write and, you know, just do music in general. And he's such a dope artist and lyricist.
Yeah.
So got to give it to Young AJ. And when I give it to, besides my brother, people in the game, man, I love J. Cole.
Okay.
I love, like I said, Lauren. Andre 3000.
That's
I love T.I. I love Tip.
Okay.
Tip is like my one of my spirit animals, for real. Seriously, because he's like, I love that he can be both sides of the ball. I love that he can be gangster with it, but still like be lyrical, dumb it down. Like you get that street side and that, like, you know, like right. that, you know,
yeah,
college,
got,
you know.
Yeah, he can give you the intellectual.
Yes.
He got different flows.
Right.
Like, granted, I think Tip may be in my top 10.
He in top 10, definitely. Top 10. Gotta be top 10. Jay-Z, of course. Yeah, definitely top. Tip definitely top 10. That's like the spirit of a hustler with the swagger of a college kid. Like, that's how you gotta be, you know. I love, like, if I go to my female side, of course, I love Nicki, you know. Right. I feel like a lot of people don't give her as much credit as she deserves lyrically. Yeah. You know, that lyrical thing and how she did it, like, was dope. And, of course, you have, like, the Lil' Kims and Foxy's. And I love MC Light. I love MC Light. I love real music, man. Like, Lupe Fiasco's. It's so many people right now. If I could think of some like new age, it's a chick. Her name, Lady London. I love Lady. Lady's dope. I love Lady London. So shout out to her because she's so dope. I would love to work with her one day. Tiana Taylor is dope. Okay. Like, you know, that's going a little bit more into like the R&B side, but she do everything.
Right.
Like, you know, she does everything. So I feel like as an all around artist, Tiana Taylor is like definitely like, yeah, I know I gave you like 20.
No, you straight. And these are all.
But it's just music, man. Yeah, these are all like, mark my words. Like I'm manifesting it today. Those are all gonna be artists that I work with.
No, I'm with you. I'm gonna add into that.
Yeah, pour into that cup.
You know what I mean?
Stir that
Let's
up.
Make that happen.
Yes.
That's like I said. T.I. is probably like, I really want to argue that he probably should be top five.
Yeah.
But I just.
And I also gotta give it to Trick Daddy too, because see, there's so many. It's so funny because I have a very good relationship with Trick. And before I even like strengthened my relationship with him, like, you know, I knew the basic songs that was like, you know, the lit song.
Right.
But I really did like my own research and started listening to him, like his stuff. And I was like, Unk is fire. Like this is some real stuff.
Right.
And I like getting into, I don't know. I always say, I even said to my son, Jayla Young gangster, she pretty. Like, I like the hood side too, you know. Right. I'm like low-key gangster on the inside. So I love like real like gutter music as well. I appreciate the struggle music, you know, because you need those artists that people can relate to who are living that life, that, you know. And one thing I appreciate, like Trick Daddy and Yo Gotti's and stuff like that. Like they don't just glorify it.
Right.
They tell you like this what it is and this what it ain't.
But this what depression and is. This what gonna come from.
Exactly. Yeah. And this what you this what I'm trying to be. I ain't trying to be here the whole time. Like, yeah, this the story, but this ain't the end of the book, you know.
Right.
And so I like, you know, I gotta give a shout out to him too, because I definitely like been doing my research on that.
Yeah, so that's not a trick, you know what I'm saying? We may have the same birthday. We just might have the same birthday.
Okay.
September Libras in the house,
you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that. That was what was crazy. For the longest time, like, I knew me and Lil Wayne had the same birthday. So I was like, yeah, me and Lil Wayne got the same birthday.
And then I remember like a couple years ago when everybody started posting their birthday, and I'm like, dang, everybody birthday on this day. I missed a couple more artists too.
I think it's I know that week same day. I got it's me, Trick, and as if I'm special. Anyway, as me,
you are on
that. It's me, Trick, and Wayne on the same on 27. Mm-hmm. T.I. is on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
He's 2 days older than me, exactly, like same year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think T-Pain is on the 30th, September 30th.
Yeah, I know that.
I want to say Jeezy is. I can't confirm with Jeezy sometime that week.
I love Jeezy too.
Yeah, but I know it's definitely me, Trick, Wayne, and then T.I.'s that week, and T-Pain's that week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got like random people, like Meat Loaf is one of the 27, September 27th. Avril Lavigne, whatever little girl.
It's so dope that you like know this.
I'm a nerd. I am a nerd.
But that's so, like, that's so dope that you know this. Like, that's awesome though. That's like so personable. Like, that's awesome.
Speaking of, I guess because not even get into it. What's your sign?
My sign, I am an Aquarius.
Air signs.
Yes.
Air signs in the building.
Yes.
That's why we vibing.
Yes.
That's why we vibing.
Yes. Definitely.
Air signs. Yeah. My wife is a Gemini.
Oh, I love
hey,
Gemini.
Fee.
Oh, she's like, okay, that's your wife.
Hey.
I love Gemini's.
Yeah. It's awesome. Air signs.
Yeah. We're pretty dope, I think.
Yeah, you know. That's what it is. Like, most, like, even, I mean, when you're talking about top five, like, mm-hmm. I think all of them are either Libras. One Libra, I think the rest are Gemini's.
Mm.
Yep.
I could see that.
No, I'll tell you about it. It's one Libra, one Aquarius. It's Biggie. He's a Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem, he's a Libra. Andre 3000, he's a Gemini.
Mm-hmm. I do know
Big
that.
Big Boy is Aquarius, and then Kendrick is Gemini. So, mm-hmm. Air signs. That's what it is. Which I had air horn, but I don't. what else? So, I know you're from Florida.
Yes.
So, do you represent the whole state, or?
I represent the whole state, but, you know, I'm from that 813.
Okay.
That 81 trigger. I'm from Tampa, Florida.
You know what I mean?
You know, born and raised.
Not Tampa Terrace, because I heard it.
I'm from, it's Earth so funny.
Chairs is really
it's so funny because, you know, technically, if I was to claim something, it would be West Tampa. That's where, like, okay. My family's from. My mom's side is the Notre Dame, so that's the country. We call it the country. And my dad's side is West Tampa. So that's why I always say, like, I'm city country because I was blessed to be raised by a country mom and a city dad.
Right.
But also, my dad got that country city side because my people from like Atlanta and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like country, but they city at the same time.
Right.
So that's kind of why I'm like the way I am. But
no, this is great.
Yeah.
Your parents have done a great job.
Thank
I hope mama
you.
Hear me
Thank
say it
you.
Louder. Your parents have done a great job. This is wonderful.
Don't make her head, bitch. She did all right.
No, mama did that. Period. Facts 100. yeah, I'm goofy.
I know. I'm enjoying this. Listen, I love interviews, man. I didn't realize that this is actually like I've done like two Zooms so far, and this is my first like in person one.
Hey,
yes,
the universe,
but yes, and this has been lit. Like
yes.
You know, like I'm like, hey, I like this.
I was gonna look at too because I know you had just an interview up at in Savannah.
Yes,
so I was just like, Is she trained or not? I don't know if I should, but no, it's cool that first, you know what I'm saying, in person
mm-hmm.
podcast interview. I'm down with that.
Yeah,
usually that's what it is. Typically, artists I interview, it's like the first time,
yeah,
either interview period mm-hmm. or you know, in person or on a podcast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, used to you know, having to, but you are doing great.
Thank you. Because I was like low key a little scared because I'm like, do I look here? Do I look there?
No,
like,
you're doing great and just move, like, yeah, just keep it up. Everything you're doing is like
you.
The eye contact is there.
Okay,
you're the articulation.
Thank you.
All of that. You're doing great.
Thanks.
So, if anything. This person, I have a journalism degree. So
okay.
Not know okay, who knows so, this. Like,
right.
I went to school for this.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
So I'm learning from the best. I'm getting accolades from the best. All right. Good.
I am the best.
Yes. Mm. Claim that. Own that. Mm. That's how you should feel. You should feel like, you know, the junk. Humbly speaking.
Humbly. I'm humble.
Humbly speaking.
Humble beast.
Yeah.
All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a little pause for the cause and give y'all this work. And then we're going to come back. We're going to figure out what Jayla got planned for the future and how y'all can get in contact with us. So y'all stay tuned.
Yes.
This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby?
Yes. Right.
twerk machine. With a fat, pretty ass that he never seen. I make a merry nigga wanna get behind it. He wanna slang back shot, he wanna grind it. Throw that money up. When yo, I'm a truck. You a big boss, I don't give a fuck. If you impress me with your talk game, I got a money fetish and I fucking hate lame. Walking next to me, boy, don't you slip. I started all this off shit, catch the drip. Yeah, ass tsunami on crib, Ferrari. So one question for you, what the fuck you gon' buy me?
Boom, boom, we're back. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. And what you just heard was Jayla Young with Work, featuring Trina.
I hope y'all like
Rockstar
it.
Rockstar Trina.
Yeah.
So, man, yeah, so I guess right now, I know you have a performance in Tallahassee.
The A50 reunion.
Thank you.
Yay.
Sorry, Gemini.
Shout out to DJ Gemini. That's my dog. He been going to work for me, man.
Yo, for
like,
real.
He been going to work, and I appreciate that. That's love.
I've seen it.
Especially the DJs, that's who make it happen. So, you know, to receive love from, you know, the DJs and stuff like that. You know, Gemini got Tally on lock. So,
word.
Well, he got a lot of places on lock, but, you know, especially in Tally. No. So,
Jim definitely been putting in work for.
Yeah, he has. He definitely been working.
Your age, Jim.
I know what he told me. I was like, dang, for real. He was like, yeah, I've been doing this a while. I said it shows though, you know.
Yeah.
Hard work, you get results. You see the results. So
work.
All right, shout out to Gemini.
Got the Savannah thing. Mm-hmm. Now you got the Tally thing. Mm-hmm. What next is up for Jayla Young?
Okay, so we are pushing this record until the end of September. Around that time, and y'all will be seeing some new music from me. I'm so excited about these follow-up records. I've been working, y'all, you know, and that's why this is the perfect anthem to push, you know, because the work, that's what I'm about, putting in work. And so y'all finna see some new stuff, new visuals. Just y'all go see me, period. Y'all go see Jayla. I actually had the opportunity when we shot the video for Love & Hip Hop actually filmed a portion of it. So you'll see some behind the scenes on that. You know, I got a little small cameo in that. So, you know, just big things like that I'm manifesting and praying and believing in God for. And so y'all go see. But stay tuned. But just know, my team, 2341, we own it. We own it.
We're here at Enigma Sep Hour Podcast and Freedom Train Radio. We are now with your movement and everything you're doing. So
thank you.
Anything I can do, I got you.
Definitely.
You are inspiring, articulate, intellectual.
Thank you.
Everything. Total package.
Thank you.
Total package. I'm excited for what you have moving forward. Mm-hmm. And you got the connects. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Rather if it's Gemini. Shout out to Ruthie.
Yeah, shout out to Queen Ruthie. That is my PR. Shout out to Aunt Parker. That's my QB. And the whole 2341 Entertainment. That's my team. You know, we a small team, but we make big noise.
You're doing it.
And I don't know if you know this, but I'm in the military. So
yeah, you look Was it Albina?
I was in Albania.
I investigated. I'm sorry, y'all. Yes. I was looking.
I was in Albania. That was a great opportunity to be out there too. Soldiers haven't been out there in like a very long time since I think World War One, I believe, or something like that. So, you know, to have the opportunity to go out there was awesome. And, you know, I even networked with some people out there. They follow me now. Shout out to my Albanians. But definitely just juggling military and music and stuff like that. You know, I'm grateful. And, you know, a lot of people ask how I do it. And I always tell them about the grace of God because I don't know how I do it either. Right. But, you know, so shout out to all my, my military people out there because they support me, too. I have a, you know, my team support me out there. Yeah. So I appreciate them.
No, I support that. I come from a military family.
Okay.
I didn't do it, unfortunately.
It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. It's okay.
I ain't gonna front. I kind of felt like, looking back, I'm like,
dang, you should have did it.
Maybe. Nah, I would have been somebody... worst drill sergeant. I would have been that drill sergeant.
For real. You seem like you would be so funny and like
I would be
I have some funny behind drill sergeants. Like it's so hard to not laugh and like I'm like they know this is funny. Like you know you y'all gotta stop. Y'all gotta stop. But yeah I could see that.
No, it's just cause me and my dad coach youth football and it just dawned on me one day. I was like if I would have went to the army I would have been a drill sergeant. And I would have been the worst.
Really?
Because I coach little kids, so I'm like, I can be nice to them. Mm-hmm. Grown men?
Yeah.
I got no sympathy for grown men. At all. So
and,
like,
and that's how you got to be as a drill sergeant, too. Like, you can't care.
Yeah.
You can't care.
You know what? Let me not be sexist. Grown men and women, because it's both in there. Listen. But, yeah, no, I was like, y'all grown, y'all finna get it. Y'all finna get all this work.
Yes.
I'm goofy. Definitely. Anyway. But no, I'm proud of you. Proud of your service.
Thank you.
So definitely salute. Like I said, I had, my dad was in the Army. All my uncles and my aunt, she served in the first Gulf War.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So shout out to my aunt Rocky. Yes. So no, I'm
thank y'all for y'all service. My
cousin Alika, cousin Tia, all y'all. I want nobody to be watching and be like, you forgot about
right,
me.
Right, you forgot about me. You know they do it too. That's right. What they do. That's what they
like,
do.
I was in that. Like, I wasn't. My cousin Sal, he did two tours. He did not two tours. He did a tour in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
He crazy now.
don't do him like that.
He was on the last episode. If y'all watched the last episode, y'all saw Swayze. That's Sal, my cousin Sal.
Oh crazy. My goodness. Yeah, I got okay.
but y'all came from my granddad who fought in World War II.
Okay.
So. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, how can the people get in contact? I know I got some of the info on the video. So, people in the podcast land.
Yes, y'all can find me at Jayla_Young on Instagram. It's Jayla_Young on TikTok. It's Jayla Young on Snapchat, Jayla Young on Facebook. And, you know, I'm very friendly. I'm very personable. So, y'all slide in my DMs. Y'all let me know how y'all like the video. You know, I got a TikTok challenge going on.
Like New York.
Yeah. Still going because I'm gonna run it into the end of the September. So y'all wanna, you know, make out some money. I know first place is $500, second place $300, and third place is $100. But everybody gets trophies because I want to see everybody go to work, you know.
Work.
And but yeah, y'all tap into that. And on TikTok in general, I have like a little TikTok dance. So y'all just wanna be like, I don't wanna do the challenge, Jayla, but I wanna do dance. Go on my TikTok and y'all tag me and it's like a repost y'all and show y'all love for, you know, jamming out to my video and, you know, just going to work. So, you know.
With it. I do my little TikTok.
Yes, you know, just a little, ow, get it.
Okay. What's the new joint?
Hey,
okay. Hey,
see? You got to do my challenge, nah. You just proved yourself to me.
I don't know if you want to see me.
Listen. I think you could work.
My wife asked, she like, well, I would do my little.
Okay. Y'all got to see it in person. Y'all ain't, y'all looking at it on the screen. Y'all got to see it in person because he just killed me. Okay. Listen, don't play with him. Okay. Don't play with him.
Don't be hyping me. See, this is air sign energy. I'm trying
listen,
to tell you.
You know, we the best.
This is air sign energy, man. We are the best.
We definitely going to boost you up. Definitely gas that hair right on up.
Oh, man. Yo. I love you being here, man. This
yes,
is
thank
totally
you.
Dope. Like, again, like I said, anything I can do, I'm going to do that. Yeah, so y'all make sure to do that. Y'all make sure to follow her. on all the social medias. Y'all make sure to go to YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube now, hit the pause, go to the video, watch the video, come back, watch the rest of this, and then go back and watch it again. Do the whole Post Malone thing, but they just got it running 24/7 on YouTube. Yeah. I said it.
Yeah.
I said it.
And it's crazy because this, like, I think the last time I checked, which was a day or two ago, I had 37,000 views. And I just thank God so much for that because I know, like, I never received over, I believe, 15 or 2,000 views. So I was just like, wow. I remember, like, the second day, and I hit, like, over 10,000. I was like, I just, like, dang, it dropped to my knees.
We trying to get a mil.
Yes, we are. So y'all run that up for me because, listen, I am grateful. And I'm just glad people love the video. You know, I didn't have no thumbs down.
Right.
And, you know, people's the feedback, you know, and it's important, you know, to as an artist. It make you feel like, dang, I'm doing something, you know, doing something good.
You are. So, it's a dope song. Like I said, you got the yin yang.
Yes, shout out to Freaky Neek. He's actually here.
That's bro.
Yes, entirely. He made that beat for me. I love Freak Neek. So Freaky Neek is definitely my dog. He gonna be making a lot more beats for me in my future.
No,
so.
that's the homie. Like, matter of fact, I think he was on he was in one of my top 10. One of my first 10 episodes.
Oh, really?
When I started.
The man is talented, man. Yo. You know, shout out to the team Quincy too. That's my recording studio up here. Quincy Miguel. He make a lot of noise up here too. And like he records Bobby Fischel and just a lot of other artists.
That's like Bobby Fischel. For me, came out of nowhere.
Shout out to them because they definitely been my definitely been the home team. Even though I'm from Tampa, they've embraced me, and you know, just I've learned a lot from just being up here and recording with at Quincy, Team Quincy Studios. So,
definitely got another one. Yeah, matter of fact, episode 10.
Yes.
That's out of Neek, man.
They're talented,
hey, bro,
man.
You be back on the pod, bro. Holla at me.
Yes, and it's funny because you know, like I said, I'm from Tampa, and we have a lot of talent in our city. And then I came up here, and I'm like, it's a lot of talent here too. You know,
a lot
of talent. So we just go keep pushing. And you know, I'm from the 813, but I've been in the 850 for a couple years now. I just start finally beating feet here in the streets here. So I've been, you know, making connections and networking. And like I said, I ran into a lot of awesome people. Right. So, just, you know, we got to support each other. We got to,
no doubt,
you know, when one win, we all win.
Exactly.
So that's the energy that we keeping.
Right.
All 2021 and on long, you know.
All right. I'm gonna get you out of here.
Yeah.
Because I know you got big things to do.
I don't wanna go.
But I am super proud. I don't know. You don't wanna deal with the foolishness. It's gonna be some foolishness after this. I am going to get super crunk.
Okay. Okay.
Especially with the news going on this week.
Yeah, it's a lot going
on. North Carolina. Y'all favorite rapper. About to get it.
Lord Jesus.
Can't be saying stuff like that, man.
Listen, and you know, I really like him.
Yeah,
I really like him. I felt like that wasn't. I don't want to discard myself.
See, that's what I'm saying. I gotta remove you. I can take the hit.
I was gonna say.
But I don't want you to have to be like, yo, I got a baby feature. He's like, wait, what you said on Neek myself?
I would. Right. No, I was gonna say. I don't think he meant it in that manner.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I'm for everybody. Whatever you want to be in this in this world, in this lifetime, that's what you do. You know, I'm gonna do me, everybody do them, and just it's a judge-free zone. I felt like he used the wrong words at the wrong event, at the wrong time.
Yeah, I think
and I think it came across wrong.
Yeah, I think what it was, I'm gonna say this later, screw y'all. He was my word of the month. Well, it's August now, so maybe I got a new word of the month. The word for July was salacious.
Salacious.
And I think that's what it was. I think
what does that mean?
Controversial.
I like that.
Kind of outgoing.
I'm adding that to my vocabulary. Yeah.
Salacious.
Salacious.
But I think that's what it was. I think he just, we both know.
Yeah, because I see a lot of artists, a lot of rappers when they get on stage and they say crazy stuff. Like, if you ain't got an STD, put your hands up.
Right.
You know, Trick Daddy always like, if you got $100 on your food stamp card, you know, just crazy stuff. And, you know, a lot of times it makes the audience laugh or, you know, it gets them involved or, you know, it just even, like you said, salacious vibe makes you be like, huh? And it makes you tune into what they're saying.
Exactly.
And I think he, because you can even tell he kind of tripped up his words when he was talking.
Yeah.
And I think he was, because it didn't really even make sense, to be honest.
Right. I'm like,
so, you know,
from
yeah, what are you talking about? You know, so that's what I think it, like I said, but you know, you have to realize. And that's something that I'm putting in my brain now because I believe God's taking me to some higher levels. And you have to realize that you are, that is your job, you know. And when you're in that limelight, you have to be careful. I know people be like, oh, well, I'm still a person. Yeah, you're still a person. But that's just like the president. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If we hold him to a high standard. You know, if he get on there and be like, Bump y'all. We could be like, excuse me, you know, because
like, that was my main beef with the last one.
Yeah.
It was like, yo, bro, exactly. You said a lot of stuff, and do you know where you were at?
And people would be like, oh, well, if he was a regular person, yeah, but he's not.
Exactly.
So when you have that status and you have those eyes on you and you're just in that position, you know, you're making a lot of money to be in that position.
Mm.
You kind of gotta charge it to the game. Like, I can't talk like this right now. You know, what you do at home behind closed doors can't be on the stage all the time.
Right.
You know, and be you, but be smart.
That's it.
That's your bag.
That's it. Know? The baby, that's it. That's all we got to say.
I love you, the baby, though.
Be smart.
I promise. We go.
Yeah, you're a dope rapper,
when
bro.
This whole thing die over, we go make a song.
Yeah, it's going to die. People be all right. I really think a lot of it just the hype train.
Yeah. And that's what it is. Something new will come next week and you'll forget what happened. That's just what it is.
It is.
Know?
Right.
But, you know, I always ask myself, like, what kind of artist am I going to be? Like, I'm going to be Jayla, but I thank God that I am a person who likes to interact with people at the same time.
Because
I don't want to be like that. Perceived as like stuck up or something, like when your fans come to you or stuff like that. Like, so I just kind of pray on that now, you know. God, just give me the sermon and the guidance to be able to, you know, carry myself in the manner that I need to, you know, in the limelight, because I don't really I'm not there yet, but just from seeing other artists and even some in situations I've been in myself, like, it's gonna only get, you know, worse from here, or you know, I don't mean worse in a bad way. I just mean like the hype is going to be, the pressure is going to be up. So you just got to know. That's why I respect a lot of certain artists, how they carry themselves with their fans and stuff like that's respect,
right?
Because people don't realize that junk hard.
Yeah, I want to say this, because the thing is, you are personable, and you really come off easy to talk to, easy to vibe with, which is great. So, to all you creep, excuse me, cover your ears, all you creep niggas out there, don't even. Yeah, I'm saying it right now. First of all, because she got a daddy. And I'm pretty sure he'll do something. But now he got a new uncle. Matter of fact, she got a daddy. She got an uncle. We got the same birthday I got.
Right.
I know he'll do something.
Right.
Now she got a new uncle. And don't do it.
But you know, I really don't have I have a lot of people that always write me and stuff like that, but I've been honored thus far to not have been like disrespected or anything. And I feel like a lot of it's how you carry yourself too, because I'm really like one of the guys, to be honest. Like, I'm really like chill, like, you know, I'm girly, but I'm still like, what's up, bro? It's like, people always laugh at me. They're like, Jayla, I'm like, this is me though, you know. Like, so even if like when guys, you know, I know it's kind of like off topic, but you know, even a guy try to talk to you, I'm very big on this. Like, some females I know, or you know, just that I've seen, they're like, oh, don't talk to me, and you know, like, you know, rude. Girls, don't be that. Ladies, don't be that. You know, sometimes it just takes me to be like, no, I'm okay, thank you though. You don't shoot their ego down or their self-esteem, and they live to be able to feel confident another day, you know,
because
they might not, you know, be for you, but it's somebody else, you know. Now they feel like, okay, well, the last girl didn't be nasty to me, so I feel like maybe I can approach this next lady in
that's true.
So I'm glad that I don't really get disrespected like that. Dudes usually be like, okay, I appreciate that, bet.
Yeah.
You know, we keep it moving. That's usually how
That's how it should be, man. Just mutual respect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On both ends, like, dude, she don't want to be with you, like, you gotta get all upset. But I ain't gonna front. That used to be when I was much younger. Not all the time.
I mean, but was the female like, to you?
It was one time. I was in Governor's Square Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm not trying to holler at anybody anyway,
right?
I don't got you now,
right? Put a ring on it,
but Yeah, I ain't talking. I'm not the one to spit game. I ain't got no game. I'm weak. Hey, shorty, what's up? I'm like,
right.
But I stepped the old girl, and it was just kind of like, all right, boom, boom, boom. I think she was. She was kind of like, yeah, don't talk to me.
Right.
I think that whole the stereotypical, hey, want you anyway.
Yeah. yeah, I can see that.
So I'm telling like that. Dudes, I know how it is. Don't do it.
But if she would never did that to you, and not saying, you know, yeah. it's a mutualistic thing, you know, and that's how I feel. It's a way to, and some girls, oh my gosh, I seen something like a guy, he opened the door and I'm very pro ladies, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I feel like I hold up us females to a higher standard, because I just be feeling like, ladies, like, you know, we don't got to do all that. Like, really? A lot of times, you know, we do go a little overboard. So I feel like I kind of talk more to them, because I just like, you know, just be chill.
I guess I'm on the other end, which I think it should be. Like, as far as a guy, like, I give ladies leeway. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of you, Kevin Samuels, are like, oh, you a simp. Screw you guys. I don't care. Well, I feel like ladies have it tough a lot anyway.
We
just
do.
Through life.
We do.
So dudes got to be like, yo, bro, if she don't want to talk to you, like, keep it moving. Like,
yeah, no, definitely. If you step to a lady in a respectful way and she turns you down, yeah, don't be that dude.
Don't be that dude.
That keep on, because that's when she's has every right to get disrespectful,
exactly.
Because she respectfully told you. So at the point where, you know, but I'm talking about the ladies who where a guy is disrespectful
and she's still being,
and then they're like, but so rude.
I still feel like, bro, even if that's the case, like, she may be rude because she dealt with 10 of the dudes and you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
that's thing about it.
You should never disrespect a woman.
Yeah.
Never. You should never.
Point blank, period.
Yeah, I feel like same vice versa, but especially with a man, like you said, I just feel like, you know, our men are supposed to be our protectors, and
exactly.
You know, so you shouldn't try to, you know, attack her just because you are a natural protector as a man.
Right.
So yes, definitely. But I always look at it like, I have a lot of brothers. I have a lot of cousins, guy cousins, and, you know, even male friends. And I just be like, man, like, if a girl came to, you know, my little brother, and, you know, and my little brother doing what he was taught to do, you know, be respectful, and she started doing that, you know, I would be upset.
Right.
So I just always kind of try to treat people how I would like to be treated. That's just, you know, I feel like that's just common sense.
It is common sense.
Which ain't always common sometimes, but
I swear. This girl is wise beyond her years, and I love it.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna keep it moving.
Okay.
What I got next? So I can guys be patient. Also too. I got, since we're getting all personable up in here.
Yeah, man. I want y'all to know, like, Jay LeYoung, you know.
Let me be a,
I feel like that's important.
That's my baby.
Oh, how many kids do you have?
Just one.
Oh, little girl. Brother. Yeah, you said you had a girl. Oh.
Yeah, I'll show you who I kill people over.
Right. Shout out to all those dads out there. You know, shout out to the ones doing their job. She's so cute. Yeah. She looks so sassy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She loved being a girl.
And
that little tutu.
I love
girly, like, little girls, because I'm so girly. My baby, I don't know. I have a dog. Okay. And she has on a tutu right now with a bow. And that is my baby girl. And my, you know, all my nieces and stuff. Oh, my gosh. Like,
yeah.
I'm like TT of the years.
So. Actually, you know what? Because I have a dog now.
Really?
Because of my wife.
What kind of dog?
Yeah, pit bull.
Oh, man, not a pit.
No, he.
But you can't dress up a pig. I mean, you can.
True.
But
yeah,
like,
I think his mama would try if she could.
Put on a little hat
with some
titty shoes. They have they have dog little sneakers.
Yo,
my baby has a car seat. I've been trying to convince her grandparents to buy her a stroller. My mom, like, I'm not buying her no stroller. Mama, I need my baby a stroller when I walk her through the store.
Go ahead and do it, mom. Go ahead and do it.
I have a little shih tzu, and she's so, she's, they're people.
What's that? Bring them in. We're going to do it.
Mom, where's Sage? You go get her for me, please. Go grab her.
We're going to bring in.
Y'all got to see Sage, y'all. Yeah, listen, I got to make it for my baby, okay? Because my baby need a dog handler.
We're going to make this into the whole Jay LeYoung hour. We're gonna get a whole podcast. I don't care.
It's my podcast.
We can do this.
Yeah, we can. I'm with it. I'm with all of it.
Only thing I'm trying to figure out is how I'm gonna do the description. They're gonna be like,
Right, they're gonna be like, y'all went from this right. to that. Y'all talked about
her career, what she was doing, her lead single with Trina, and then we start talking about her shih tzu. That's what this whole episode. No, I'm. Oh, it's great. How long have you had?
What's her name? Sage.
Sage.
I've had her for she's going on 6 months.
Okay, so it's a baby.
Yeah, she's a baby. Aww. She's a baby. And I've had her for since she was 6 weeks.
So, nice.
Yeah, she's the kid, man. I never had my own dog.
Right.
So having her, I'm like, wow, they're people. My mom wanted to fuss about it at first, and then now she's
the same way. I was surprised. Oh, here she come. Now, those in podcast land, y'all got to go to the YouTube.
She done shook her boat off.
Oh,
this my baby.
She's trying to eat the mic.
Say, hey, Stagey. Oh, she has a mic, too. She has a little mic. A little toy mic.
Oh. Yo, I'm trying to tell y'all, before Kobe, I was not a dog person at all.
Me neither. I didn't think. Shout out to all my dog people out there, because I used to be like, oh, my God, dog people. You know, right. That's what I used to think when I see people with their dogs. Now, I'm like, I do stuff I never thought I'd do with my name, dog.
Yeah, I was at a brunch, one of those things. Mm-hmm. Unlimited mimosas, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And dude had a dog, and I'm at the little cash register, or whatever. And the dog kind of brushed against me. Had this been 3 years ago,
you would've I would have flipped out. Right. Yes. And see, I was scared of dogs, big dogs. Right. Now, when I take her to the vet and stuff, and I see other big dogs, I'm like, petting them and stuff.
Exactly.
Because I think I know their behavior now.
Right.
And I understand they're not vicious or, you know, dogs have personalities.
Yep.
So I think I can read it more now. I think that's kind of weird. I think I'm like a dog whisperer now.
No, we're, well, I don't know about dog whisperer. But yes, we are in the same boat in that, you can catch the vibe or whatever.
Yeah, it's my Stagey poo. Hey. And she's so good. She's a child. She will lay on my arm, on my shoulder like a baby, or I hold her like that. I pet her to sleep. I will literally pet her. To sleep.
Aww.
And at 8 o'clock she goes to bed like clockwork. Yeah, she'll get in her cage.
Oh my gosh, the hair. Mm-hmm. I know it's hot. I'm trying to get your mama out of here. Cause it's hot, but she wanna talk.
Don't leak stuff. Yeah.
Your mama wanna talk.
She's definitely my baby.
Where I'm at.
Right.
Where am I? Yo, that's great. I'm in love with Sage.
Thanks.
Yeah. Sage was always this small
when I got her. She was so small.
Yeah.
People thought she was fake. People still think she's fake. When I take her to the store, they're like, I thought that was a teddy bear.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Star Wars came out. It was a little character like Ewoks.
I know what you're talking about. The little furry thing.
Right. That's what, if I saw her, I'd be like, it's a little Ewok, bro. It's like a little Ewok toy.
Yes.
I'm talking about you. Oh, she's going to jump over here too.
Actually pretty good. Surprisingly, she's actually pretty good. I don't know. Sometimes she's a little bad because she's
fact, we are here because typically I record at home.
Okay.
And Kobe would Kobe be good. He'd be good. But after a while he started barking. I'm tired of being
right. Don't be leaving me here.
Right.
Right. I understand. I had to put her up for my Zoom meetings and because she was not having being in that room. And I was just let me go put her out. Especially that's their home. They know.
Yeah.
They don't want to be locked up in their home.
Did she tell you when she got to go?
So we're still working on potty training, but she does pretty good when I take her outside.
Okay.
My mama looking like, no, she not. She does have little accidents sometimes, but for the most part, as long as I take her out consistently, she's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is weird because Kobe, he's got to the point. He's done this the past week. It's been weird.
Mm-hmm.
He knows when my alarm goes off. That's time for him to go. So I be asleep, alarm go off. I turn it off. He would come in the room, and if I don't get up, start whining.
Really? She does that in the morning because I put her in the cage at night just because she's not fully potty trained.
Right.
So I put her in the cage, and then when she wakes up, she whines because she wakes up 8 o'clock, 8:30 every morning.
Yeah.
But she whines to wake me up.
Right.
To take her out. So she does we have a little system, but it's not completely set in stone right now. So yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. So we already there. It's already an hour. Anyway. What else? I don't have anything else.
Yeah,
that's it. So, matter of fact, I'm going to the next track. Sage is so cute. So again, podcast listeners, if you want to see Sage, go to the YouTube page and check out Sage. Little brown. Just like, look at Ewok. If you know what Ewok is,
everyone
like Ewok.
With me too. It's so funny. Like people under my someone under my comment was like, Sage made the cut. And I was just laughing so hard because I'm like, they know my baby. That is so funny. And like I'm starting to get little comments now with her under it, or like people DM me like when they see her picture and they're like, Sage was there too. I went to support my best friend. She raps too. Shout out to Queen Royal. And I went to a concert with her, but my mom and them had to go out of town and stuff. And it was at a club. So being the good mom that I am, I had to take my baby to the club.
Yeah, that's wild.
And I had the bouncer, like the guy at the door, to watch her for me.
Yo.
And it's so funny because out of like, I didn't want the music to mess with her ears. Right. So I had to leave her outside. I took a picture of the guy. You know, just in case he tried to run off with my baby.
Right.
And I told him, I was like, listen, I'm taking a picture of you.
That's real.
So, you know, what's your name? I got his name and stuff. And he was like, it's okay. She can stay. And I walked out a few times and checked on her. She just sleep the whole time. She's out there laying on the table. And as I left the club, people were coming out. It was like, that's your dog. Oh, my gosh. Right. She's so cute. I wanted to pet her so bad. I'm just like, that is so funny. Like, you know, and I took a picture. And my older sister was like, since you did not take her to the club, I was like, I had no choice. But at least I'm a good mom.
Right.
She done been at my performances, you know, in the car, leave the AC on for her. She just go to sleep. She lay there.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So it just ain't me wrapping this up. Beginning signal. So I'm going to just leave y'all these two tracks and we're going to get up out of here.
Yeah.
So, come on, E. I got my homies. Okay. So I'm going to leave y'all my man Gangsterville. This is new single. Just dropped today. So y'all make sure to check that out. Gangsterville, it's all right. It's all right. My man Rothoro with Across the Globe. Next episode actually won't be coming out next week. It'll be coming out tomorrow, episode 148. So y'all make sure to stay tuned for that. Actually, the live episode will actually be dropping in an hour or so. So y'all stay tuned.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're going to get out your hair. Jayla, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. Make sure y'all follow me. Make sure y'all stream that song, that video. Make sure y'all stay tuned. Make sure y'all, you know, just, you know, be connected with me because I got some stuff to put out for y'all. So make sure, you know, my hashtag, my saying is don't play with me. So I want to let the people know, don't play with me.
Don't do
ever,
it. Don't do it.
You know.
All right. We're looking this is don't do it. Right. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
My chest tight, I can't move, nor can I breathe. Gasping for air, wheezing on my knees. Ambulance pull up, roll my body on the stretcher. Grandmother hopped in the back with no sweater. Hands to the Lord and she's praying out loud. Please don't take my grandson right now. My ears focused on the prayer, then I shed a tear. And prayed to the Lord, give me one more year. Woke up face flat, shan't eat a room. Breathing medication through a plastic tube. Thank God that my grandmother yelled drive faster. Another close call, I was born with asthma. My mother in her work clothes talking on the phone, telling all the family that her boy ain't gone. Creator got plans for me, I suppose, but the Lord never tells you what the future holds.
Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.
Separation from your family sends your soul astray. All your close cousins and uncles are locked away. I wish the government wouldn't have cooked coke this way. Then the neighborhood would probably have hope today. Cause it's hopeless when they have your people isolated. And all their hopes and their dreams are annihilated. I try to cope with these things by getting educated and help all of our people that's incarcerated. I do this for my uncle that's married and working hard and find a way to make it out of prison through the Lord. I do this for my aunties and cousins that settled down and put my family on my back cause we gon' make it somehow. No longer will we live in a furious state. Tough times in the past, a luxurious fate, with our eyes on the prize in a curious way. Cause the Lord always works in mysterious ways.
Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.
I like to take this time to thank my grandmother and my mother for raising the man that stands before you in this microphone today. And I hope that after listening to this song, all of you would take time out to call the ones that mean the most to you in your life and tell them that you love them and everything's gonna be alright. I like to thank my dear mother for the love she gave. And I remember all the things you did back in the days. And we never get hungry on the poverty line, because my mama kept us fed working two jobs at a time. And to my stepfather, I'm always thankful you was there, bringing hip-hop to my life while you was cutting my hair. You taught me how to be a man instead of living fast. And I ain't never said it, but you my incredible dad. And to the backbone holding me up, I love you. I'm talking about my sweet surrogate grandmother, my best friend in the world since 85, and the number one reason why I'm still here alive. The road that we walk stretched longer than miles, and I mean it through my heart, I'ma make you proud. And when I do that, my accomplishments in life is done. Peace and love eternally from your grandson.
Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.
Yeah, I may have been a couple places, but I got so many more to go. It's so many spots I wanna see while I'm traveling down this road. Here and there, far and there, everywhere, I'm trying to travel all across the globe.
Trying to see some more places, touch some foreign lands, encounter some foreign faces. Real bucket list type trips, I'm gonna make them. Various destinations, flights to different nations. Corners of the earth I thought I never would be. Examine architecture I thought I never would see. Soaking in culture from people unlike me. Regret this exploration as highly unlikely. Creating memories that'll last for a lifetime. Switching time zones till it starts to fuck up my sleep. Just sitting around, that adds to life for me. Feeling a bit antsy, I gotta get in these streets. Better yet in these skies at 30 plus thousand feet. Destinations ranging from popular to discreet. Mundane standards won't win, I will defeat. Might end up on a safari, encounter a wildebeest. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, I may have been a couple places, but I got so many more to go. So many spots I wanna see while I'm traveling down this road. Here and there, far and there, everywhere, I'm trying to travel all across the globe. Here and there, far and there, everywhere, I'm trying to travel all across the globe.
Camelback rides while I'm in Egypt, Egypt. Passing the pyramids in the evening, evening. Beautiful sunset, different beaches, beaches. Offshore lines not easily reached, kid, reach, kid. Might land in Bali after a flight from Cali. Short stay in Japan after I leave France. Make a stop in Australia, I mean there's a chance. Get up real during Carnival and do my dance. Getting stoned out in Amsterdam. Autobahn in Germany, racing lambs. Back in the States and the Hamptons going ham. It ain't no telling what else is in my travel plans. Like a Maple Leaf game while I'm in Toronto. A catch in the Rockies while in Colorado. Peep out the lake show when I'm in LA. Then check out the Splash Brothers in the Bay.
Yeah, I may have been a couple places, but I got so many more to go. It's so many spots I wanna see while I'm traveling down this road. Here and there, far and there, everywhere, I'm trying to travel all across the globe. Here and there, far and there, everywhere, I'm trying to travel all across the globe. I'm trying to travel across the globe.